and they give Grandpa 25 cents a day. And Hugh's sister, Hugh wasn't even born then, his sister was a baby. But poor fella worked, laid in Rockville, that thing, yeah. 25 cents. But Lord, back then, I used to buy middle and meat for 12 cents.
What's that?
Well, it's just a great big slab of bacon. You know what you buy now for bacon, but that is just a great big a middling, you know, from where you cut off the backbone, you know, down to the where you cut the hog off.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, why might you put in the nest to fool her?
You can't fool them. They won't lay till they get ready.
You don't take, when you get
I generally put some straw, clean out the old nest and put new straw in, you know, and fix them some nesters.
Yeah. What do you call them? When you take out, when you gather the eggs, you always leave one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not a real egg. What do you call that?
Well, I'd call them nest eggs. You can't buy a nest egg anymore. I ain't seen none around here nowhere. I like to buy them because I've got some dogs here and stuff.
Yeah.
If I had some nest eggs, they wouldn't eat my egg up all the time. Yeah.
What kind of, they used to sell them?
What, eggs?
Yeah, nest eggs.
Yeah, they used to. You could buy them 6 in a box for a quarter back when my children here was little. But you can't buy them. Well, they's kind of a, well, it sort of looked like a light bulb.
Yeah. What were they made out of?
Well, I don't know. They burst. And then we got some cement eggs out there on the mountain where they drilled down in the mountainside and brought out some little round, you know, something out of rock. And we used them for nest eggs. I've used a doorknob, a white doorknob like that, put in a hen. She wasn't sure.
Okay, and if you, what did you used to use to carry water in?
A wooden bucket, wooden cedar bucket.
What about milk?
Well, Jenny had a lard bucket, you know, to carry milk in.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, I wouldn't think so. Some people call it a bucket, or some people call it a pail.
Okay. And what did you call the thing that you used to carry food to the pigs in?
Trout bucket.
Okay. And what did you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. Does that have legs on it?
What, my skillet?
Yeah.
No, honey, it's just black. Didn't you never see a skillet?
Yeah. Well, see, what's, there's something, it looks like a skillet, but it's got three little legs on it.
Well, I'd call that a what you used to use them in, you know, cooking on fire.
Yeah. What do you call it?
I've got one here, but we sold the legs off of it, so I could use it on cook stove. Honey, I can't say.
What about spider or creeper or frying pan or what? Any of those?
No, I mean.
Well, it doesn't matter. What might you use? Is something big and black, and you might have it out in the backyard and use to heat up the water to boil.
Wash pot. I've got that.
Okay. Can you think of another name for that?
No.
Okay. And what if you wanted to make some tea? You might put on what?
In a tea kettle.
Okay. And if you had the container that you plant flowers in to keep them in the house.
No, we use just an old bucket or an old sock jar, just any old thing. It'll hold dirt.
Okay. What if you went out and cut some flowers? And what would you put them in?
We put them in a flower vase.
Okay.